This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Legendary and Universal's big budget release, Warcraft, opened last week in mainland China, where it received the widest release of all time. Based on the hit video game, Warcraft soared to a record $46 million on its first day of play in China, the best showing of all time for a non-weekend release. The previous record belonged to 2015's Avengers: Age of Ultron with $28 million. Its streaming rights have just sold for a cool $18 million, another record. Cast appearances, fan contests, and a Hard Rock Hotel takeover are on tap for Comic-Con next month in San Diego. DC Entertainment and Warner Brothers Pictures are going to be pushing the film Suicide Squad hard at this year's convention. Yep, and part of the Hard Rock Hotel in this city's Gaslamp Quarter will be transformed into the Bell Rev Penitentiary. That's the fictional prison that houses the supervillains who make up the squad. Comic-Con runs July 21st to 24th at the San Diego Convention Center. Suicide Squad, starring Jared Leto and Will Smith, is releasing August 5th. And we have pretty, pretty good news. Curb Your Enthusiasm is returning to HBO for a ninth season. A return date has not yet been decided on, but this is great news to the scores of Curb fans around the world. Curb Your Enthusiasm last aired an original episode in September of 2011, so that's a five-year wait. On his decision to return, Larry had this to say. In the immortal words of Julius Caesar, "I left, I did nothing, I returned." We'll keep you posted on when a return date is announced. CBS Television has set a new deal with the Recording Academy to keep the Grammy Awards telecast through 2026. CBS will air the Academy's annual two-hour Grammy specials, as well as other programs about which details will be released in coming months. The Grammys have been a mainstay on CBS since 1973. ABC, Dick Clark Productions, and For the Record have partnered to develop For the Record Live, which will see the soundtracks of iconic filmmakers turned into live entertainment events. For the Record has staged productions based on the work of acclaimed directors such as Quentin Tarantino, John Hughes, Baz Luhrmann, and Martin Scorsese in the past. The event began in an East Hollywood bar in 2010 and has since become a must-see show in LA. Now, ABC and Dick Clark Productions will be bringing the live musicals to TV. You know, it's amazing how busy Dick Clark is these days, considering he's been dead for 4 years. Turner's TNT and TBS are teaming with Wattpad, an online community for users to share and read original stories. This will give Wattpad's 45 million users the chance to have their works adapted by the networks for TV, digital, and mobile platforms. The first project under the partnership will be for TNT's Tales from the Crypt horror block. It's from executive producer M. Night Shyamalan, and it's slated to premiere in 2017. The original Tales from the Crypt series ran on HBO from 1989 to 1996. Netflix has greenlit Big Mouth, an animated series from actor-comedian Nick Kroll. The half-hour, edgy, surreal animated comedy about teenaged adventures during puberty hails from Kroll and his real-life best friend Andrew Goldberg, a writer-producer on Family Guy. Kroll will provide his own voice for his character, and comedian John Mulaney will be the voice of Andrew. Other voice actors include Maya Rudolph, Fred Armisen, and Inside Amy Schumer's Jesse Klein. Big Mouth will launch on Netflix in 2017. Speaking of Netflix, the streaming giant has nabbed worldwide rights to the film The Discovery, starring Robert Redford, Jason Segel, and Rooney Mara. The movie will premiere on Netflix, then hit select U.S. theaters next year. The sci-fi love story is set in a world with an afterlife where millions are now taking their own lives in the hopes that committing suicide is akin to pushing a reset button. The Discovery joins Netflix's growing slate of original films debuting this year. Kanye West has announced a 40-city North American tour. The St. Pablo tour will kick off in August, and it will be his first North American tour in 3 years. Shows are scheduled for L.A., New York, Toronto, Chicago, Montreal, Miami, and more. Do you think he'll open for himself? 'Cause no one's good enough for Kanye. The S.H.I.E.L.D. actor Michael Jace will most likely spend the rest of his life in prison for shooting and killing his wife. The judge handed down the maximum sentence, 40 years to life, this week in L.A. A jury had convicted Jace of second-degree murder last month. He shot April, who loved to run, in the leg and back while they were arguing about divorce in 2014. Their sons were in the house at the time, and one of his sons testified in court against him. The son claimed that Jace yelled at his wife, "You like to run? Now you can run all the way to heaven." Jace is about to turn 54, so 40 years? Do the math.
The Trash Bin.
Rapper Lil Wayne is back on the road and not slowing down at all after getting treated for seizures he suffered on board his private jet. Sources told us he checked out of the Omaha, Nebraska hospital and immediately made a beeline out of town. That's despite having made 2 emergency landings the same day when the seizures started. So here's the story. Lil Wayne was seen double-cupping a lot of codeine syrup at a gig in Milwaukee over the weekend. It's unclear if his latest seizures were brought on by his taste for scissor or his almost non-stop pot smoking. He had the very same issues 3 years ago. For now, Wayne doesn't seem worried. Perhaps he's too high to be worried?
The news wrap-up.
Matchmaking app Tinder will soon be shutting off its service to under 18s, according to a company statement. Line is aiming to raise about $3 billion in a dual Tokyo-New York listing as the Japanese messaging app looks to arm itself against rivals. Digital video game sales hit $6.2 billion in April as revenue from PC titles climbed while mobile and console transactions cooled off. A new U.S. study on rats is giving new life to the debate on whether cell phone use causes cancer.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Finding Dory has a spectacular weekend at the box office.
The number one album.
Drake has the most popular album for the 7th straight week.
The number one app.
There's no stopping Minecraft Pocket Edition.
The number one fiction book.
Stephen King's End of Watch is the best-selling book in the USA.
Alan Walker is a British-Norwegian producer who began making music on his laptop in 2012 and soon caught the eye of record labels. His first hit, Faded, topped the charts in his native Scandinavia and also charted here in the US and the UK. And as of this week, Faded had over 356 million views on YouTube. The music video for his new song was shot in Hong Kong, and we're really loving it at LA Spins. Here's up-and-comer Alan Walker with the song of the week, Sing Me to Sleep. That was Alan Walker with the song of the week, Sing Me to Sleep. Check out the music video, shot entirely in Hong Kong, on our Facebook page.
Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.